Blackstone Audio presents
The March of Folly, From Troy to Vietnam by Barbara Tuchman.
Chapter 1. Pursuit of Policy Contrary to Self-Interest. A phenomenon noticeable throughout history, regardless of place or period, is the pursuit by governments of policies contrary to their own interests. Mankind, it seems, makes a poorer performance of government than of almost any other human activity. In this sphere, wisdom, which may be defined as the exercise of judgment acting on experience, common sense, and available information, is less operative and more frustrated than it should be. Why do holders of high office so often act contrary to the way reason points and enlightened self-interest suggests? Why does intelligent mental process seem so often not to function? Why, to begin at the beginning, did the Trojan rulers drag that suspicious-looking wooden horse inside their walls, despite every reason to suspect a Greek trick? Why did successive ministries of George III insist on coercing rather than conciliating the American colonies, though repeatedly advised by many counsellors that the harm done must be greater than any possible gain? Why did Charles XII and Napoleon, and successively Hitler, invade Russia despite the disasters incurred by each predecessor? Why did Montezuma, master of fierce and eager armies and a city of 300,000, succumb passively to a party of several hundred alien invaders, even after they'd shown themselves all too obviously human beings, not gods? Why did Chiang Kai-shek refuse to heed any voice of reform or alarm until he woke up to find his country had slid from under him? Why do the oil-importing nations engage in rivalry for the available supply when a firm united front vis-à-vis the exporters would gain them control of the situation? Why in recent times have British trade unions, in a lunatic spectacle, seemed periodically bent on dragging their country toward paralysis, apparently under the impression that they are separate from the whole? Why does American business insist on growth, when it is demonstrably using up the three basics of life on our planet, land, water, and unpolluted air? While unions and businesses are not strictly government in the political sense, they represent governing situations. Elsewhere than in government, man has accomplished marvels, invented the means in our lifetime to leave the earth and voyage to the moon, in the past harnessed wind and electricity, raised earthbound stones into soaring cathedrals, woven silk brocades out of the spinnings of a worm, constructed the instruments of music, derived motor power from steam, controlled or eliminated diseases, pushed back the North Sea and created...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?